Bhaktin Claire asks, I would like to know why we should give 50% of everything we earn or own to the movement if you're saying that we can expect nothing in return. In answer to this, and I'll make the whole podcast discussing about the topic of giving 50%, I'm not sure what the reference is or the context where I said that we can expect nothing in return. But let me answer in any case and start off with this. No expectation is, in my understanding, the basis of pure devotional service, which is Anya Abhilashita Shunyam. And that is that devotees engage in devotional service without any motive. They don't want wealth, they don't want liberation, they don't want mystic powers, they don't want anything from Krishna, but rather they serve Krishna because they know that Krishna should be served. That doesn't mean that the Krishna consciousness movement does not, as a religious institution, have obligation to serve those who serve the society. But the mentality of devotees who render service, seeing ISKCON as Krishna's representative, should not be because they want some benefit from their service, but because they've realized that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and we as his parts and parcels are meant to serve him. And that's the way it is. And because that's the way it is, no other motivation is required other than that which is our constitutional nature, which is constitutional to us. Okay, so back to why we should give 50%. Actually, Krishna says, Sarva Dharmam Trityaja, he says give 100%. Why? Because everything belongs to Krishna. Everything is Krishna's. Our bodies, our minds, the world around us, our families, home, if we're brahmacharis or sannyasis, whatever possessions we have, everything belongs to Krishna. And Krishna gives us what we need in order to live in this world. However, he simply doesn't want us to pass our time eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, but he wants those absolute necessities to be done to a minimum, and the balance of our energy, time, wealth to be used for his service. In other words, while we're living in this world, we should be giving the results of our work to Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada has in many, many places emphasized that we should follow the formula shown by Rupa Goswami, which is that one should give 50% of one's wealth for the service of the Krishna consciousness movement. And this is particularly the charity recommended for the householder. Why? I've already touched on that already. But because even though a householder may be a Vaishnav himself, in order to be accustomed to the process of dhan, or giving charity, distancing himself from his wealth, practicing renunciation, he should give a portion of his wealth for the service of other Vaishnavas, and Srila Prabhupada very specifically says, for the purpose of spreading the Krishna consciousness movement. Let me read just one quote, which you'll find in the purport of the Bhagavad Gita in 16.1. Prabhupada says, the next item is charity. Charity means for the householders. The householders should earn a livelihood by an honorable means and spend 50% of their income to propagate Krishna consciousness all over the world. Thus, the householders should give in charity to institutional societies that are engaged in that way. Charity should be given to the right receiver. There are different kinds of charity, as will be explained later on. Charity in the mode of goodness, passion, and ignorance. Charity in the mode of goodness is recommended by the scriptures, but charity in the mode of passion and ignorance is not recommended because it's simply a waste of money. charity should be given only to propagate Krishna consciousness all over the world. That is charity in the mode of goodness. Anyway, that's a pretty clear statement by His Divine Grace. And why 50%? Well, Srila Prabhupada here has established that number following Rupa Goswami's example. And from my understanding, it is a concession made for householder Vaishnavas who have to maintain themselves outside of the institution. And that 50% means that 50% of their income can be used for their own maintenance. Of course, if they are very, very wealthy, that may be unnecessary. In that case, devotees can give more than 50%. But at least the devotees should consider adjusting their lives in that way, that they live by 50% of their income and 50% they give for the service of ISKCON. That for them represents Sarva Dharma Pratidra. What happens if devotees cannot give 50%? Then they should give as much as they can. And that's the practical experience for devotees who are not so well off, particularly devotees who come to Krishna consciousness already as householders with a job, a family, and obligations such as house or mortgage payments. It becomes very difficult for them all of a sudden to make this type of transition. Then they should give whatever they can on a regular basis. On the other hand, the devotees who are entering into the professional world and who do not have yet these type of commitments, then for them to be true to Srila Prabhupada's instruction, they need to arrange their life in a way in which 50% of their income maintains them. By 50% of the income, I mean that may be salary from a place of employment, or it may be the profits from one's own business. This is somewhat of an adjustment in mentality. It means that devotees don't live according to their desires, but live according to this instruction of Srila Prabhupada, and they moderate their lifestyle, they moderate the facilities that they have following Srila Prabhupada's instruction. And if one cannot do that, then one should aspire to do so and do what they can, but then as much as possible try to supplement the earnings with giving extra time and energy for the service of ISKCON. Many devotees do that. Now, on the other hand, what is ISKCON's responsibility? ISKCON does have a responsibility. Its responsibility is to give spiritual guidance, to give spiritual education, to give shelter to the world, what to speak of those who are such true and regular supporters of the institution. So I would hope that those devotees who do give 50% of their income can expect that the society will care for them as Vaishnavas and give the kind of spiritual pastoring that a spiritual organization is meant to give to its members. But that is ISKCON's responsibility, to my understanding. Donors should not necessarily expect preferential treatment, for after all, they're only doing what they are supposed to be doing. Inasmuch as brahmacharis, brahmacharinis, sannyasis are meant doing what they're also meant to be doing, and no one should expect preferential treatment or even make unnecessarily demands of ISKCON. We are all Krishna's servants. Everything we have belongs to Krishna, and when we talk about surrendering to Krishna or giving to Krishna, then what is it that we're actually talking about? Where is Krishna? Krishna is present within the deity, and we should serve the Lord in that way. But yajna, sankirtana, prayer, Krishna is present within his Sankirtan movement. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada mentioned in this purport, those institutions that are spreading Krishna consciousness should be supported. And that's a very interesting concept, because not only should devotees see ISKCON as Krishna's representative, but ISKCON has to take the responsibility of acting as Krishna's representative. And ISKCON's duty as acting as Krishna's representative means aham tam sarva papebhyo. It means that moksha ishyami mashuchaha. It means that ISKCON gives shelter. ISKCON will give shelter to those devotees who are dependent on it, who support it, who are its members. And that's a very difficult thing to do. Krishna certainly gives shelter. And as individuals, in one sense, it's easier for us to surrender to Krishna. But for an institution to represent Krishna in this way is not easy. And therefore we see that ISKCON has its failings in this regard. Still, the society has to meet up to that greater responsibility. And the leaders of the society have a very great burden on their shoulders. So, Claire, when you ask whether we can expect nothing in return, we can expect from ISKCON what everyone in the world can expect from ISKCON, and that is distribution of transcendental literature, morning programs at the temples, spiritual guidance from senior devotees, beautiful deities to worship, temples nicely maintained, which are a spiritual sanctuary that we can get away from the hubbub of day-to-day life. And yet, the motive for our supporting ISKCON and its missionary activities should not be because we're expecting something in return, but because Krishna has given us 100% of what we have, and he's allowing us to keep 50%. And that's the perspective that I often recommend devotees, donor devotees, to have. Don't think about how much you're meant to give, but consider how much Krishna is allowing you to keep. So here Srila Prabhupada says, Krishna is allowing you to live with 50% of your income. He's giving you everything. Now he's letting you have half of that. The other half already belongs to him. And it's your duty to give that to ISKCON. Then it's ISKCON's duty to properly manage the funds that you give. And because it's a difficult responsibility, even sometimes it may not be properly managed, still we should give on the basis that in the future, through the management of the society's hierarchy, that those funds will be properly managed. Otherwise, who will we give it to? And for those devotees who can't give 50%, then give 40, give 30, give 20, at least give 10. But try to both adjust your lifestyle and increase your business in such a way that you can match this formula that Srila Prabhupada said. By having that desire, by making that mentality, we are in the practice of sarva dharma pratyajya, constant surrender to Krishna. If we give up on that and just throw Krishna some morsels or some crumbs, some things that are left over, then we've really lost perspective of the fact that Krishna is the one who's given us everything that we have. But he's given us on a certain condition. And Srila Prabhupada here states what that condition. And another quote from the Bhagavad Gita. As far as charity is concerned, one should give 50% of his earnings to some good cause. And what is a good cause? It is that which is conducted in terms of Krishna consciousness. That is not only a good cause, but the best cause.